So, we've got to the interview stage of the show, and I'm really happy to have Pete Luther in the studio with me and Dave today to talk a little bit about the Newport, well, Youth Cafe, but you said Newport Youth Club, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, pleasure. Well, it's a great service that you do, and I think a lot of people don't really, well, some people don't know what it's about, and this is a good chance to obviously get that message across and see where obviously people can help you and assist with obviously the service. And yeah, so tell us, what made you get involved or with the New York that's the NYC side of things, the Newport Youth Cafe?
So I've been doing youth work for a long time. Mm-hmm. Started when I was 18. So I've been doing it for 30 years.
Yep.
Moved to the island 24 years ago, worked for a church. Through conversations with the police and the council, just started talking about maybe doing something for the young people that hang around the bus station. Mm. So in 2008, we launched something called Band Night, which was like a music event where young people, bands would play. And okay. we'd get like 300 to 500 young people every time. Nice. And from that, we were asked to help out at the local council-run youth club, which we then just took over in 2014 and have been running it ever since. So technically, we took over the club that has been running since 1969 when it was set up.
Oh, wow. Okay, fair enough. I must admit, every town really needs a youth club of some sort. And I think that, especially in this day and age where there's so many distractions and different things that, you know, the things we used to as a kid compared to what is going on now is it's a whole different world, isn't it?
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about the things you can do, you do at the Newport Youth Cafe to, you know, support the youth in town, really.
Yeah, sure. First off, I really think there's a real correlation between a lack of youth clubs and young people's poor mental health. There's been some studies about that and about having young people safe places that young people can go to hang out, to be themselves and just express who they are alongside adults that genuinely care about them. And that really being a positive for young people's mental health. So on the face of it, we've got like pool, we've got a couple of pool tables, Xbox, football, Wii, games consoles, colouring, potential of nail painting or a bit of boxing and stuff like that.
Dave will be up for that.
If the need happens. But young people tend to just want to sit on the sofa, listen to music, hang out, chat and just be, you know. And so we provide this safe place for young people to hang out, to be valued and to be looked after. And alongside that, we're kind of helping them connect with each other, a lot of young people feel very lonely and isolated. Mm-hmm. So it'd be helping kind of engage with them and helping them work through kind of issues and things that they're dealing with. A lot of the young people that we attract, because we kind of only advertise by walking around the bus station, which is what we've been doing since 2008. A lot of them struggle with school, like in and out of different schools, and really struggle educationally. So we've got a high emphasis on like talking to them about what they're doing and how they're doing, offering one-on-one tuition and support. A lot of that's the support we would give them is around behaviour, because a lot of them just struggle to behave at school.
Dave's nodding his head.
And as someone with dyslexia and ADHD, working alongside some amazing youth workers that are very neurodiverse but amazing youth workers, we're good at like connecting with them and supporting them and helping them and giving them support in that way. We're helping them with their mental health by talking about, you know, they come and they say, look, you know, that they want to share, and we have a high confidentiality with the young people.
That's good as well.
And so we say to them, you can come and tell us anything you like. We've got a real high confidentiality. So you can say you've been shoplifted with alcohol and getting stoned all weekend, and we won't pass that information on. We only pass information on if you're involved in what we call high risk behaviour. Like if they're dealing drugs, we have to pass that information on, and if they're a danger to the self or someone else, obviously we have to pass that information on. But otherwise, we're here to listen, to support. And sometimes that they will say, oh no, I've never touched a drug before. And some of them they say all the things that they've tried. We have conversations. I think the people I mentioned first were probably lying.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the point.
It's the confidence to come forward and act actually say, you know, what's on their mind. Because when they're in that kind of situation of, you know, who do you talk to, it can only get worse, and they keep escalating it and, you know, prolong actually trying to get over these moments. So being able to have the ability to come in and talk to someone and actually explain it without knowing there's any judgment or things like that, yeah, is really, really valuable service, without a doubt.
100%.
Yeah. And also when you were talking about behavioural issues and things like that, you know, I think that a lot of us, even as kids, didn't actually realise how we could turn those weaknesses into strengths. And yep, I know going forward, you know, with certain things with my behaviour as a kid, and Dave, well, we've had conversations in between the links, yep, about, you know, and obviously I went to high school with you, so I remember what you were like back then. And yeah, I think that, you know, the people we've grown into has definitely been a key part of coming to understand those things. And it sounds like that's something that at Newport Youth Cafe that you also help people, kids, get the idea of as well, that it's not all bad. Use that, translate it into a different way.
Yeah, we like to think that we're coming alongside them,
yeah,
accepting them, and that we're giving them an opportunity to share and to open up. And then as that happens, we can deal with that and support them. Mm. And then when they leave the youth cafe at 17, so we take them from 13 to 17, used to be older, but we've got a very short amount of space. We have 40 young people. We've got the 57 in that building at one time, and that's 57 a bit too much for that building. In previous buildings, we've had up to 65, and that was fine. But in this building, you know, probably 45 is maximum. But anyway, we love working with them. We love giving them the opportunity. Yeah, we do target young people that hang around the bus station that are either involved in or at risk of being involved in antisocial behaviour.
Yeah.
And so with that, we work closely with the police and the council and other people to help them,
yeah,
in the right pathways, in the right way. And I would say are an important part of the solution to helping these young people.
Yeah, yeah.
Not go too far down the route of...
I think one of the problems is as well. Yeah, you look at, like, for example, the urbanisation of towns on the island, and just back to when we were kids, you know, there were more green areas, things you could go do. And now, I must admit, it feels like kids get told off for doing the slightest thing. Like, don't climb that tree. It's like, well, why not? You might break it, you might hurt it. And it's like, well, we never did. More risk was us actually falling out of it than anything else. But then, you know, it do feel like there's more things that they're not allowed to do, and then they've kind of submerged themselves in modern technology, you know, internet, iPods, you know, computer games. And it sounds good that obviously you're offering some of those things, but in a social environment, so at least they can do what they're comfortable with and hopefully break them out into a different kind of routine.
Yeah, and find any which way to connect with them and support them, signpost them and stuff. And yeah, we're only open two nights a week at the moment, but we're out around the town three times a week chatting to people. We're connecting with, you know, a couple of thousand young people a year, just through conversations. And we've got 200 young people on the books that we work with most of them.
How will people spot you around town?
So the charity that is called Revive Newport, we are a charity, so we're reliant on people that fund us. We have the backing of Newport churches, so we have a lot of support and finances and by individuals through those connections. But we need we need support from beyond that. It does not, you know, we've got our foundations in being a church-based charity, but we're not exclusive in any way. We're just here to help and support people. So we would love people to support financially. We need new people to help. If you think you can get on well with and connect with young people, obviously, we've been doing this for a long time. We can train you and support you and give you, this is how we work with young people, this is what we do. And we've got a team of people that know how to deal with it when they're getting like tense with one another, to break down the fight and calm down and make sure, you know, there's never been a fight in the youth club. So
that's good to know. I must admit, that was always my worry of youth clubs.
That's what we were saying. Yeah,
when I was younger, literally, it was like, oh, there's some people hang out there. I think I'm going to end up getting a slap if I go in. It's nice to know that you're creating a warm environment that people feel welcome.
Yeah, it wasn't inviting before.
No,
now it sounds very good.
Yeah.
What you're doing is great. And I think it's definitely something that would have interested me if it was as it is now.
Yeah, no, it would do, and it's definitely, it sounds like you're going the right way with it. So tell me, what are the 2 days that people can attend?
So we're open Wednesdays and Fridays from 6 to 8.
Oh, okay.
So it's just that at the moment, and yeah, finances is a struggle at the moment. We've got equivalent of almost one full-time worker spread between four different people, alongside volunteers and stuff. So the plan is to raise awareness amongst the town and the Isle of Wight, hopefully get some support from people and be able to continue going and hopefully expand. I'd love to be open five nights a week and all kinds of things I can think that would be useful for these young people.
Yeah.
You know, homework clubs and just kind of more kind of peer-to-peer mentoring.
Yeah. Well, people with their own skills and experiences to contribute towards it as well.
Yeah.
So if people want to volunteer or want to donate or anything, how do people go about doing that?
So the charity is Revive Newport.
Yeah.
So the website is revivenewport.org, mm-hmm. and you can click around and find different ways of connecting with me and my team. And then we're Revive Newport on Facebook and Instagram as well. Again, there's ways of giving and messaging us.
Yeah.
And so if you want to get in touch and say, this is something that I'd like to be involved in, email me, we'll get back to you, or message me and we'll get back to you and we'll start a conversation.
So do you find what you've been doing has made a positive effect? You know, obviously you must get to know some of these kids on a one-to-one basis and go see how they're doing from how they started when they first came to you to how they end up. You know, have you had a lot of success stories with this as well, just to give some encouragement to people out there that, you know, might be going through tough times and think they've got no kind of help with it? You know, you got any examples? Obviously, keeping confidentiality, of course.
Yeah.
But any good examples, testimonies that, you know, could inspire people to come along, really?
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, we've been doing it for a long time.
Mm.
We're out and about doing detached youth work three times a week. I say every time I do that, I see an ex-young person that is saying hi and keen to say, I'm working here and this is how successful I am and wanting us to know that, you know, this is how I've used the skills and stuff I learned from being part of the youth club and the youth cafe. Without going into too specifics about where they work or what they do, but just constantly we're seeing people that are saying, you know, they really appreciated their time. And obviously we question the kids that come or the young people that come.
Yeah.
They would say, most would say they're helped, they're supported, they're helped educationally, they're helped with their mental health, they're making friends, they're being supported, and we're obviously asking for honest feedback, and we get honest feedback. That's one of the great things about working for young people. Yeah. If they think what you do is crap, they'll tell you. we get some positive, we get, you know, 90% positive feedback.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. And another thing I felt that we didn't cover as well, the location of where they can actually find the Newport Youth Cafe as well.
Yeah. So we're on Newport High Street, 82 to 83 High Street, and that's where we operate from. Used to be at a purpose-built, council-run youth centre around the corner, which was much bigger and kind of more kind of set up for it.
Somewhere you'd like it to go back to, in a sense.
It's not the perfect location because of the size and the, you know, yeah. Easily run a youth club for 40, which is what we've got, but we are occasionally having to turn young people away and stuff, and we'd like to be able to
expand,
open up more nights, open up to more young people, because I think there's a real need for these young people.
Oh,
there's so many high schools in Newport and colleges and places where young people are coming into Newport. We could be working with 10 times the amount of young people and supporting even more.
Yeah.
I really think there's a need for that kind of connection, particularly with what we consider the hard to reach people that are kind of not getting on so well at school, moving from school to school, kind of in trouble with the police a little bit, and just kind of, I would say, struggling with life. But genuinely nice people. that just need adults that care and that can
a little bit of direction,
a little bit of direction, and we can speak kind of, maybe, you know, truth you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, either way, it sounds like a really, really good service that you're doing there, and you seem to really enjoy it because you sound passionate about it, so that's fantastic. So, yeah, guys, if you have any kids of yourself, or, you know, you want to send them on to the Newport Youth Cafe, like you said, you've got the website and you've got the location on Newport High Street to go and visit. And, yeah, if you're interested in volunteering, please go to the Revive.
Revive Newport website.
And just register your info there. And, yeah, the more people want to get involved and contribute would be great, I'm assuming.
That's right, yes, yes. So. And we're fairly full with young people, but obviously we try really hard not to turn anyone away.
But then more people helping, the more days you could potentially open and do it like that.
Yeah,
as well.
I mean, if we've got financial support and volunteer support, we'd be open five nights a week.
Brilliant.
36, 38 weeks of the year.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio, Pete. It's been great to come and chat with me and Dave. And, yeah, wish you all the best. And, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. It's a fantastic organisation that you've got there. And encourage you to continue it.
Thank you for inviting me. It's great to be here.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Pete.